That was, of course, Nickelback with the Photograph. You are tuned in to your Italian DJ Nick on the Metal from Milan show, the best and nothing but the best of hard and heavy music. And today, and you know what they say, people, they have a good saying, which is one picture is worth a thousand words. And today's guest is definitely very eloquent when it comes to images. An incredible photographer. He's been in the music industry for over 20 years, has already published his own book, which is 10, A Decade in Images. Now working on a series of fine art rock books, and also has his own magazine, Deep Red magazine, and he has photographed pretty much every single artist that you have heard. It is truly an honor and a pleasure to have the great Nick Elliott with me today. Hey Nick, how are you?
Hello Nick, how are you?
I'm great,
I'm
thanks.
Good, mate. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Nick, you know, as I was saying, it's truly a pleasure to have you on the show today.
No, I've been looking forward to it, actually. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a bit of a giggle and talk about things and the art. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, Nick, actually, the first thing I did want to ask you, which was a bit of a curiosity of mine, is as I was saying, you know, you have been working in the music industry for over 20 years. But I do, from what I've gathered, you started out as a editorial and advertising photographer, and you worked with, you know, huge companies from British Airways to Walt Disney to Lloyd's and Jaguar, and then you went on to music. What I wanted to understand is here, how did this transition happen? I mean, how did you move from this kind of photography into music?
Well, that really started, you're right in what you say about up until specializing in the music industry, I was a creative advertising photographer.
Right.
But basically, the whole thing kind of got me down to the point of, I mean, music is my second passion to photography. I've been around it all my life from being very young. I know a lot about it, and I've always had a lot to do with it in many, many guises, certainly photographing it for many, many years.
Right.
And then it came to a point really where it was a creative bit of a stagnation going on with me. The business was changing. Things were going on that I weren't too happy with. And I come to the point of really where I said, you know, I'm going to start specializing really what I want to do, where I want to go with this thing, and to literally push the line, as I put it, you know, into another place. And it was that kind of time, Nick. It was time to do it, you know.
Right. And, you know, when it came to sort of, you know, adjusting your you know, what you did, or should we say changing what you did and going into the music business, would you say that this came natural to you, or would you say there were a few tricks of the trade that even you yourself had to learn?
No. I mean, I've been around the business for a long, long time. And photography for me, it's a strange medium because what I do is not really about photography. It's about art. It's about creating that one-off image, that style.
Right.
So photography is purely the medium that I use to, you know, achieve that art. So to make the transition across, and it really wasn't that difficult. I just kind of said, no, I've had enough. You know, I'm pissed with this. It's time to get to do what I really want to do. But in saying that, I had been working around that for a long time anyway, but not so much in the commercial area.
Right, I see. And when it actually comes, and as I was saying, you know, you've photographed and you've worked with pretty much every big artist out there. Out of all these numerous artists, which would you say has a particularly special place in your heart?
Well, I'm very lucky because I only work in the kind of genres which I want to work in. You know, that's not kind of meant in a kind of devious way at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't kind of trip over into, as I put it, middle of the road genres, NME bands, that kind of thing. I deal very much only in the hard rock, the heavy rock type of thing, part of the genre, and also the classic rock. So really the guys who I work with and, you know, produce images and work for, these guys are my heroes. These are the people that have made me what I am today. Again, it's all part of why I did what I did when I went into this and exactly how I did it when I went into it. I kind of took myself back to those years of sitting there in a dark room, you know, smoking your head off, looking at vinyl artwork and being inspired by that and wanting to take that kind of art to another level.
Right. And speaking actually of dark rooms, and how, this art form that photography is has evolved, from, should we say, the analog photography to digital. Are you one of those people who is kind of nostalgic in that sense and kind of miss those days of analog photography, or do you see digital photography as a blessing?
No, I think all kind of true artists in photography and in this art will always look back if they have had experience of wet room and film.
Right.
We'll always look back and say, well, I don't know, I still love film and I love what film could do. It was a time, Nick. It was a time. Everything has its time. And unfortunately, that kind of original, the craft of photography had its time. We've moved on. And with all moving on, it brings interesting opportunities and things, good things, bad things. I think the digital kind of revolution has done a lot of damage to the business. Without a shadow of a doubt, it has. It has effectively destroyed what it was. Everybody now thinks they're a photographer. That's what digital imagery has brought. And that's not the case at all.
Of
So I
course.
think the business has lost styles, it's lost personality, which I fight to keep that alive.
Of course. And I totally understand, because obviously making something, I suppose, so accessible, as you said, makes everybody feel that they can go out and photograph and, take pictures of bands and whatnot. But of course, there's a lot more to it.
Oh, indeed. I mean, some of the horror stories that you see, some of the kind of things, and not so much with me, really, because I'm kind of quite an individual type of situation that I'm in. But you do read things, obviously, in the press, in the media. You see things, you speak to people, and people tell you stories about so and so, this, that, and the other. It's a nonsense, Nick. It's a nonsense. And unfortunately, I think we live in a world where everybody's an expert at everything, and they're nothing like it, you know?
Very true. I of course see your point there. And as I was also saying, you are working on so many projects at once. I know that you like you said, you already have a this book out, and you're now working on a series of other ones. What are we to expect from these art books?
Well, 10 is now coming up to 3 years old, and next month, September, will be the start of the first of a trilogy of rock books that I'm doing, which are image-led books. They're always image-led books. It's
Right.
about what has inspired me, what's been my passion, the romance that I get from the music business, the craft, the art of that, and what I do working in that genre. So this is not a reportage type of product. It's nothing like that at all. These things will be limited. They will be collectible. It's very much based on your kind of back catalogue of recording artists, bands, whoever that may be. Take somebody like Rick Wakeman, who's just reissued Journey to the Center of the Earth after all that time, 40 years, I do believe,
Yeah, exactly.
He's actually added a few bits on, and now you're getting exactly what the guy wrote, and what the guy wanted to record in the time but couldn't fit it onto a 12-inch vinyl. So that is pretty much why I'm doing the fine art books and what I do them for, really, to take the public collectors of my work, of which there are quite a few worldwide, into the world where I live and to own what I strive to produce.
Right, and when will the, shall we say, the first of this trilogy be seeing the light? When will it be sort of released to the public?
All being well, it will be springtime next year. I mean, the thing has been somewhat slow because of work commitments and with everything else that's been going on over the past 18 months. But it does take time, as obviously, Nick, to put these things together.
Of
So
course.
we're looking at a working date of around about springtime, early summer next year. That's the kind of plan.
Oh, awesome. And recently, I know, speaking of publications, 2 months ago in June, you started out another project, which is Deep Red Magazine. As far as this goes, how did this come about, and what made you decide to, create something like Deep Red?
You're right in saying what you're saying. I mean, it's only been going for pretty much 6 weeks, I think it is, Nick. I've lost track of time, really. But how it came about, it was all part of a project that probably goes back as much as 8 or 9 years. Something that I was looking at doing, we were looking at putting together. At that time, we looked at it very deeply, but it was one of those things that didn't really work at the time. And I never wanted to take this into a hard kind of copy scenario. I wanted this thing to be of its time, going back to our earlier kind of chat about things having its time, you
Of
know.
course, yeah.
Again, the digital fast-moving world that we live in allows us to do what we're now doing with Deep Red. So it was a great time to say, right now, we can push the button on this. You know, it is a music and arts magazine that has a big difference. It's not bringing endless amounts of reviews. And I've always had problems, Nick, with major publications not wanting to mention too many, you know, where you kind of get regurgitated stories year in, year out about Bob Dylan and Led Zeppelin, and it
Right.
draws on and on and on for pages and pages, you know, it's painful. So Deep Red is something which, you know, is based on a very, very kind of fast moving life of which we all live in.
Right. And, you know, definitely I had a chance, you know, to check it out, and it, you know, it seems very impressive to me so far. And
All right.
it looks, and it definitely has, you know, the slickness of, you know, what you've done as far as the photography. You've definitely given it your signature, as I would say. And I really like, you know, the direction you're going with something like that. And you know, like another, once again, you know, as I was saying, you've worked with so many amazing people, and you've had the chance to, you know, just collaborate with some of the gods of rock and metal. And is there somebody currently on your list that you haven't had the chance to work with yet that you would love to work with someday?
Yeah, Aerosmith.
Ah, great, I
That's
see.
an easy question. That's an easy question it is to answer. Yeah, I just love the guys. I mean, yeah, I've been a huge fan for many years. I think they're true legends in the world of rock music, plus the fact that I think they do it better than anybody else. And when I say that, I mean in the whole package that you get with Aerosmith. You get the show, you get rock and roll, and these guys look like rock stars and they can kick ass. They really can.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. It just seems that they seem to get better and better with age. It's just amazing. And when it actually comes, you know, to music, because I know that you obviously we've established, you know, the music that you enjoy and so on. What is currently in your iPod or in your car? What are you listening to at the moment?
Well, I'm actually listening to a band that I was talking to about possibly doing some stuff over the weekend. This is a band called Pearl Handle Revolver.
Right.
English band, just released their second album, and I've been spinning it quite a lot over the past couple of 3 days when I've had a chance to do it. But bands like Rival Sons, Black Stone Cherry, always pop in to ZZ Top, a bit of Led Zeppelin, and a lot of Rory Gallagher.
Oh, well, great choices there for sure. And you know, you've already, like we said, you've had these 20 years already in the industry, and I'm sure that, you know, we'll see many more to come. What would you say right at this point now you would like to have achieved by the end of 2013?
I would say I'm pretty much on track, really. I think it's been a strange kind of year, in respect of how things have all kind of come about, Nick, to be honest. But the whole kind of package now of what I've pretty much dedicated my whole life to, this business and creating the style that I have now managed to achieve, it's all pretty much coming to the point of where, yeah, now on the right track. I mean, I don't know whether you're aware of the publishing company that looks after my fine art and the books, Red Label Publishing, because I have a very kind of big standing in the fine art world, which is something that I've always wanted to do, and that's
Right.
exhibit and show my work. So these guys handle all that kind of stuff. Worth a look if you get a chance. RedLabelPublishing.com.
Definitely. And you know, it definitely sounds, like I said, like awesome stuff. And for all those, you know, budding photographers, shall we say, or those who want to, you know, pursue this art form, what words of advice can you give these people?
I think the only words of advice I would give is find your own way. It's a messy kind of time for art. So it's always been very difficult for people to kind of break free from the kind of chains and that surround the genre. But I think it's a good time if somebody has the kind of foresight, the ability, and the gift, the God gift, you know, to take it to where you want it to go. It's a good time.
Oh, and there you go, people. You know, there's words of wisdom from the great photographer himself. Well, Nick, you know, I want to, of course, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciated this. I want to, of course, wish you continued success in everything that you do. And we definitely look forward to seeing, you know, this trilogy that you're working on, and just more of your artwork. And you know, just keep up the great work, because you're doing an awesome job.
Thanks very much, Nick. It's been really enjoyable, and thanks for giving up the time, man. It's been good.
No problem at all. Well, people, you heard it from the man himself. Like I was saying, we are going to be going into some more music here. And be sure to check out Nick Elliott, my friends. Definitely worth your time. Incredible artist, no doubt about that. Well, more tunes to come your way. You are, of course, tuned into the Metal from Milan show. We'll be right back after these next tunes.